家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
Hi.
So, Kara, how have you been?
Yeah, doing good.
Have you been watching the World Cup like everyone else and their mom in China?
No, I'm not interested in soccer. Have you been watching?
Hell no.I'm an American, and personally, we really don't like soccer.
Okay, 说到足球这个事儿啊，要给大家解释一下，就是我们一般说 football, 就是 World Cup, 就世界杯踢的那种 football. 但是呢，另外一种美式足球，也就是橄榄球呢，我们会叫 American football. 但是他们本地人，就是他们美国人呢，会直接把这个橄榄球运动叫做 football, even though they play it with their hands.然后呢，为了区分，他们就会把世界杯的那种足球呢叫做 soccer。所以这个事情呢，如果大家在讲英式和美式英文的时候，就要好好区分一下。我有没有跟你讲过 ？Jack said their football is real football.
Jack said that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, at least American football is for men.
好的，好的。这个事情就是他呢会讲说，我们的足球才是男人。大人踢的足球，两个人就因为这种事情背地里 diss 对方很久啊。Okay, anyway, I think we're singing the same team when it comes to soccer, right? You are not into soccer, and I'm not a fan either.
Yeah, I think we are two birds of a feather.
所以呢，我们今天要跟大家聊的话题就是如何样去 express your feelings and opinions, 就是怎么样去表达观点和情绪。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
So we just mentioned two expressions that you can use when you agree with someone, right?
对，第一个呢是 sing the same tune, 就是它的字面意思呢是唱同一个调调曲调。那我们中文里面有一个说法叫一唱一和，就感觉有点像啊。所以 when you have the same understanding of something as someone else, you could use this phrase.
对，
就像刚刚 I think we are singing the same tune when it comes to something, 这个句型呢就可以用来表达说在某事上我们看法一致。
Right, so when we see birds flying in the air, right, they're always with a bird of another, or of the same species. Like, you'll see many geese flying together, or many doves, or many seagulls. They're all flying together. They're all going the same direction.
对，所以呢，这个短语在中文当中也有一个很意思很贴近的成语啊，叫做一丘之貉，也就是同类嘛，就是有一种物以类聚的感觉，就是 things of one kind come together.
Right, you could say, like...I know you and John would get along well. Birds of a feather flock together, after all.
就是我知道你和这个 John 会处得很好，毕竟物以类聚嘛，这种感觉。Okay, so let's find something we disagree about.
Okay.
What about movies? What's your favorite movie?
I'm gonna say Star Wars, in particular the second one. It's kind of a masterpiece.
What a typical American boy. I completely disagree. You couldn't be more wrong.I think the best movie ever is Leon.
What?
就是这个杀手不太冷。
No. The French have never made a good movie in the history of movies.
真的吗？
Yeah.
你太 mean 了， you're so mean.
I don't need to, it's a French movie.
Okay, I think otherwise. 在我们真的打起来之前，我还是来解释一下这个英文的部分啊。就是当你真的非常反对一个事情的时候呢，你可以讲 I completely disagree, 就是我完全不同意，或者说 you couldn't be more wrong, 你不能错得更离谱了。
Okay, so we all know what sense means, right? Well, when you have nonsense, it means that it does not make sense, or you do not have any of the sense, okay?
然后这个 utter nonsense 就是语气更加强烈一点，就是一派胡言，根本就是胡说八道这种感觉。那另外呢，当你讲我不这么认为的时候啊，平时我们都会讲说 I don't think so。那以后呢，你就可以换一个说法，叫做 I think otherwise。
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite genre of books?
Ooh, good question. I would have to say history non-fiction.
就是历史纪实。
I like books that are exciting yet based on historical events.
You really are like an old man.
okay, no need to get testy. Let's just get on the same page here, okay? Maybe I can sway your opinion on the matter.
I don't think so. I think otherwise. History is boring.
Ooh, on the contrary, my dear. Anyone can write a nonfiction book and make an exciting read, okay? But with history books, we learn about true events that have tangible lessons to teach us.And that are not just living in someone's mind, but have lived the events told in the book.
好嘞，非常好。迪伦的形象现在越来越立体了啊。Three facts about Dylan. Number one, he loves history and podcasts. Number two, an old soul trapped in a young body. Number three, I can't think of number three.
Number three is a mystery and no one will ever know.
好的好的。第三点，它是一个谜。OK,给大家解释一下啊，最后呢，当你和他人意见不合的时候，教给大家可以用的几个表达。第一个呢，就是如果说对方和你争到生气啊，你就可以讲 No need to get testy。Testy 这个词呢，就是生气或者性急的意思，就是哎呀，不要生气，不要性急嘛，我们慢慢聊。
Okay, so let's explain, maybe I can sway your opinion on the matter, okay?、
Mm.
So sway something means to move it, okay? Your opinion is what you hold, your beliefs you hold,、
mm.
and on the matter means the subject you're talking about.、
Okay.
So I'm literally saying, let me move your opinion on the subject.
所以就是让我来尝试说服或者说动摇你对于这件事情的看法。
So, let's do a quick review, okay?
好。
So, sing the same tune.
就是表示一唱一和 一唱一和或者说在某事上我们看法一致。
Next one is birds of a feather. Birds of a feather flock together. Things of one kind come together.
嗯，这几个表达呢都是表示一丘之貉物以类聚的意思。
I completely disagree.
我完全不同意。
You couldn't be more wrong.
你大错特错，你不能错得更离谱了。
Nonsense, that's utter nonsense.
这是一派胡言，胡说八道。
I think otherwise.
我不这么认为。
No need to get testy.
就是别生气，别性急嘛。
Maybe I can sway your opinion on the matter.
也许我可以改变你对这件事情的看法。
And that's all we have for today, okay, guys? So,
就是今天呢，这个话题就和大家聊到这里了。以后大家在表达自己观点的时候，就不要只会讲 I think 或者 I don't think 什么什么的。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包。大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情了。
And this has been Dylan with Morning English.
我是卡拉，我们下期见。
And have a good day. Bye bye.